This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Hello, soulful friends and business owners. This is episode number 42. That's right. I have been really committed to creating weekly goodness for you from a variety of things in my life. So today's episode is another recording of a live, which will be awesomely edited by the fabulous Elise, who has taken over the production of this podcast, which keeps me accountable to creating weekly content for you guys, right? Little side note, when you let people help you, you get good shit done. So today I'm really excited about this live. I was going to record it privately for you guys. And honestly, I just couldn't wait. I had to go live with it. And I've gotten some really great feedback about this content. And so today we're going to be talking about what to do when somebody bugs the poopies out of you. I'm a little bit goofy. I'm totally sober. I'm totally sober this morning on Saturday morning when I'm recording this intro. And I was totally sober last night when I recorded this. I just had really good clarity and energizing and conversation around situations, whether they're personal or professional. And in my life right now, there's some professional ones. My clients are experiencing, sometimes I experience. And it comes from the space of group coaching. And if any of you have ever been in group coaching or if you've been in a meeting, there's always at least one person that just drives you up the wall. And human tendency is to avoid the discomfort of that. And today I'm talking about what to do and how to get value when somebody bugs the pookie out of you. All right, so here we go, episode number 42. Oh, and by the way, one of my new mentors, I love she says this. She says, iTunes reviews are like podcast currency. And so I would love it if you have not already done so, if you would hop over to iTunes and give me a review. And by the way, let me do a little call to action here instead of waiting until the end of the live, because I didn't do it on the live. But guess what? Soulful Success is going to be opening the doors again in May. So you're going to want to hop on the wait list to become a soulie, where we dive deep and we learn to live and work these mindset, emotional, energetic, and business thingies for better life and better work. You would do that at soulfulsuccess.info. All right, gang, here you go. Here's the episode. Hello, happy Friday afternoon. Some of y'all, it's Sarge Quinn time. Allison Crow here, your favorite life and business coach. And today I have something for you that will fit in your life and it will fit in your business. It will fit in your world. So if you are here on the replay, let me know. If you are here live, let me know. And if you get insight out of this, I would love to know. So here's what I want to share with you today. What to do when somebody in your world bugs the shit out of you. So this fits in any situation. And I'm specifically bringing it because a couple of things that have happened, not have happened, but that I know are going on in my soulies group. So here's the deal. Group coaching. Why I think group coaching is more valuable. This is one of the reasons. Hello, 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 soulies. And if you are a soulie here, throw me in a yellow heart. Soulies get to throw in the yellow heart because they are members of the club. Okay, y'all, this is a really good one. Now, let me start this by saying,
I used to be very bothered. I have very strong opinions about everything. I have very strong opinions about the way that things should go. And I'm a really big judgmental motherfucker. And for a lot of my life, this has caused me misery. And so what I want to share with you is a tool that I recognize is growing in myself and I recognize is growing in many people, but one that many of you might want to take a look at, you see? Okay, so here's what I'm talking about. The first context, if you are in a group coaching program and or a meeting, not even in coaching program, but you work with a group of people that you did not get to choose all the people. It is very likely that somebody in any given group of people will irritate the fuck out of you. They will have qualities that drive you nuts. They may have a tone of their voice that drive you nuts. Their attitude towards life might drive you nuts. And so what I see happening from time to time in my group is somebody will be frustrated because so-and-so gets all the attention. Somebody will be frustrated because somebody's talking about something they know nothing about or need nothing about. They get bored, triggered, bugged, irritated, blah, 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 blah. And so they hang up and leave. I ain't got time for this. Well, you can do that. You can walk away. You absolutely can walk away from the things that bug the shit out of you, and you're going to be on the slow track to growth. So if you don't value growth, if you don't value learning about yourself, and you don't value curiosity, go ahead and leave this live stream now because you're not going to like what I have to say. So, hey, Lauren, what I have to say is, so in a situation like that, and so I'm going to stick with my first, I have a story personally to tell you all in a minute, but I'm going to stick with this current story about this has happened in every group program I've done, and I've been doing group programs since 2007. So there's always somebody who, you just, anytime we go in a room, there's just somebody like, I just don't vibe with them. They're not going to be my bestie. And we tend to remove ourselves from them or isolate from them. And what I'm asking you to do the next time you notice that somebody bugs you, you're irritated by what's coming out of their mouth, you don't get it, you're not resonating. As I told a client of mine who had the balls to reach out to me and say, I'm itching about this. And I wrote back to her and said, your annoyance is not about that person. We could also play, your judgment is not about that person. Your judgment is about you. Your annoyance is about you. And so, number one, get curious about yourself. What is it in that person's behavior that is inflaming something in me that needs to be considered, healed, processed, owned? One of the things that I see people getting frustrated for all the time is if somebody, this happens in all coaching groups, it happens in my coaching groups, it's happened in every single one. So-and-so gets more attention, so-and-so gets help all the time. Well, they ask for it. And you're not asking for it. And I can't read a mind, right? And so I'm okay with the triggers. I'm okay with people being different. Did you know that in my coaching group, I got Republicans and liberals, Democrats and moderates, and people that don't give a shit about politics? I got white people, brown people, black people. I got people all over the world. I have witches. I have hardcore Southern Baptist Christians. And you know what? We're all able to sit in a room together because my people practice not taking everything personally, allowing the other person to be where they are on their journey. And when something inflames them or they notice that annoyance, they have the wisdom to check themselves before they wreck themselves by saying, what is this about this that drives me nuts? Now, hold up that mirror. That is right, Lauren. Hold up that mirror. And too often I see people saying, I just won't participate. And you're missing out on the most valuable aspect of the program. You're missing out on the valuable work. So I've got two stories to tell you. One is about one of my best friends that bugs the shit out of me. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm still best friends with her. And she knows she has a particular trait that drives me up the wall. She would love that I'm talking about this too. And then I want to tell you about a $10,000 group program that I have been in. I did a particular $10,000 group program 4 times. I do it 4 times? I know at least 3, but I'm pretty sure it's 4 because the 4th one was horrible. So the very first one, I was scared to death. I sweat under my armpits. I had spent $10,000 on one-on-one, but I'd never spent $10,000 on group coaching. I cried. I had a panic attack. I thought, what did I do? And I joined this group program, and it was everything I thought it would be and more. And in fact, within 2 weeks of starting it, I had made $30,000 in income and paid for the program. So guess what? I did it again. And the second time, it was amazing. And I learned stuff and I love the people. And the third time, I did it again. And I learned stuff and it was amazing. And the fourth time, I fucking hated it. Most of the people, not all of the people, but most of the people in it drove me nuts. I felt like the conversations were irrelevant. I couldn't figure out what I was getting out of it. There was, in fact, one girl that was in that program that I thought was out of freaking line. And so I brought it to her. And I was very intimidated because she was highly pop. She was a big old influencer. And I felt like she was really disrespecting the group. And I kept my mouth shut for a very long time. And then finally, my coach said, "Does anybody have anything to say?" And I said, "Yeah, I got something to say to this person. I'm just this little peon, and here's this big old influencer with a gazillion dollar business. And I said, "You know, I think you're really disrespectful to this group." I said, "You know, I just told her what my beef was," which of course I felt was legitimate. And frankly, everybody thought the same thing, but nobody had the guts to say anything. And so it was the first time I was just able to say, "This is what's coming up for me, not as an attack, but this is what my experience of you and how you're showing up in the group." And so that group was hard. It was not fun. I did not like it. It cost me $10,000. I don't even remember. The only person I remember in the group is this one person that ruined it for me. And at the time, I couldn't see it. But a few weeks later, I could. After I had had that opportunity to rumble with her, to have a difficult conversation, which she did not participate in. She bailed and ran, never came back to the group again. And so I was sitting at a table with my coach who had run those 4 groups, 3 of which I had loved. I had paid $10,000 for all of them. And he looked at me and said, "How did you like the last group?" And he was being very sincere. And I looked at him with a straight face and I said, "I hated every second of it." And you could see his face just melt. It's like he was so disappointed. Like me, he wants to people please. And I said, so I paused for a dramatic effect because I love to get under his skin. And I said, "I hated that program." I said, "But it was the most valuable one I've ever done with you. Because it is easy work to figure out the how-to. It is easy work to figure out to make and sell offers. It is not easy work to examine why somebody bugs you. It is not easy work to look at our triggers and our annoyances and take responsibility." And I was able to look beyond this woman's behavior that irritated me, beyond her personality that irritated me. And I was willing to see my ownership in what in me irritated me. I can't change her, and she doesn't need to change for me. She was allowed in the group. She was allowed to be selfish in the group. There was no rule in the group that says you must not be selfish. But what I was able to control was seeing somebody that bugged me, that irritated me, that when they talked, I just gritted my teeth. And instead of closing off my heart, I opened my heart and my noticing and my curiosity. "Oh, isn't that interesting? What in me is really bothered by this person that needs to grow?" So yes, out of all of them, that one was exponentially valuable, right? Too bad I didn't learn that the first time she irritated me. It took me a good 6 months. Now here's the other one. I have this friend named Tracy Lee Wallace. She's a self-love life coach. And when Tracy Lee first messaged me, so she's an extrovert and she's a self-love life coach. She is a Jewish mom, which she calls me her Jewish mama. So she is a Jewish mom used to running around taking care of people. And she likes connection. I am an introvert. I do not do lunch or coffee. And so we had this interaction in a group and I got this email that said, oh my God, you're going to be my new best friend. And I was like, whoa, no, I'm not. Like, her energy was so big in my face. I was like, uh-uh, you're too crazy for me, girl. And she did a very good job. She joined my program. She contributed to my life and she is now one of my besties. And recently, so one of the things, I've always loved her. I love her wisdom. But I get really irritated at how much she asks for support and help. And recently, when her daddy died, so her daddy had a nice long life and he died, and she was calling me and sharing with me how broken her heart was, and there were some other situations going on, I was in a panic. I was like, I could hold her grief, but what she was asking me to do, like, she was asking me to drop everything and come down and sit with her. She was really worried about something other than her dad's death. And she was wanting all the people in her life. She's like, I just need to not be alone. And I'm having this interaction, or I'm watching these videos. We send videos to each other. And I was watching these videos. And this is the thought going in my head. So the old me would have said, you are too much. I can't be friends with somebody like this. But I have learned that when I am triggered, it is not about Tracy Lee triggering me. And so I just sat with it. I found where my boundary was, and I was able to support her in her grief. And I said, if you really can't be alone, then we need to call a hospital. And if it's not like that, I will be there when I can. But I realized she was irritating me because she's so, so talented and genuine about asking for what she needs. And I am not. I am not. And I've been friends with Tracy for almost 2 years now. It's been a year and a half for sure. And every time she asks for something she needs, I feel my old cells shrinking up and being irritated. And then I remember, if Tracy Lee is bugging me, what is she doing? Not what is she doing? What is it in me? And I realized, oh, she is an expert at self-love and she's an expert at nurturing. And when I shared with her, this is how good she is. So she's in the middle of her dad dying and some other bullshit that's going on in her family. And I tell her, this was after really checking in with my wisdom. I said, listen, I feel your grief. And I can receive your grief, but you're taking your grief and then you're taking the other shit around the grief and you're frothing it so you don't have to feel the grief. And I won't pay attention to the froth. I will hold your grief. And I said, it's really hard for me to say this to you while your daddy is, you know, since your daddy died, because I don't want to sound mean, but I love you enough to not let you bullshit with this other stuff and to really be with you in your grief. And she took it really well. She did not get defensive. She literally was like, oh my God, you're right. And I went through this interaction with my girlfriend and I could have been so irritated and triggered and bugged. And I could have just gone, nope, that's too much. This is too much. I cannot have a friend that needs me that much. And I realized, if my mommy or daddy had died, would I be laying in that bed wishing that somebody would come and just discover me and be with me? Would I have the guts to call my friends and say, I need you to do this for me? And I love Tracy Lee for a million reasons. But one of the reasons is because she irritates the ever living fuck out of me because she is so good at loving herself and making requests. She does not make demands and she doesn't say, if you can't come right now, I'll unfriend you. But when she needs something, she asks for it. Holy cow. And so those of you that are just joining and that you're coming in a later, here's the deal. Other people have the right to bug you. If somebody else is bugging you or irritating you, stop it. like my dog, when somebody else is irritating you, take a moment to pause. I really want to encourage you to get curious about yourself. And if you're one of my Soli members, and you're somebody who doesn't come to calls anymore because so-and-so gets on and talks, or Allison lets so-and-so talk too long, I double thought you can do whatever you want. You have the right to do whatever you want. But in the same way, hold on, let me shut the door. In the same way that I was able to be in that group that I originally thought I was getting no value from, it became the most valuable group I've ever been in. And now when I'm in a situation and there's always somebody that irritates me, it teaches me so much about me. By turning my judgments into curiosity about me, it doesn't help to be curious about them unless I'm in direct relationship with them, right? But if you're my Soli and you're not coming to clients because so-and-so bugs you, pull up your big guy or big girl panties and sit in the itch, because the itch is resistance. And it is so much easier to take off the itch than say, what is it about this person that bothers me? Oh, every time they talk, they cry. Well, do you let yourself cry? Wow, they get picked on every single time. Maybe they're the only ones who actually ask for help, and you're sitting wanting help and not asking for help, right? What is it? I remember being irritated with somebody in my family about their financial decisions. Now, mind you, these people are grown up. They're not senile. They're not mentally incapacitated. And for years, I was miserable about their financial decisions. I had so much judgment, I became frustrated. And I kept saying, so-and-so should do this. So-and-so should do this. So-and-so shouldn't live beyond her means. So-and-so shouldn't live... they should sell their house. And all of a sudden, as I'm pointing that finger and making accusations because I'm irritated, triggered, miserable, I had three fingers pointing back at me and I said, oh, I shouldn't live beyond my means. No wonder that hurt me so bad, because I wasn't able to look myself in the face and see that I was living at the edge of my means. I love my house in Denton. I was paying for it. But if one bad thing happened and my disability policy ran out, I could go under. That's not a way I want to live. And so what I want you to do is the next time you're irritated, and I don't care if it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know, I used to get so bothered. When I was a little girl, I was so mean to my mom. I talk a lot. My mom talks a lot. And when I was a little kid, sometimes I would just go like this to her. I was a little smart ass, rude, just going, mom, blah, blah, blah. And then as I got older, I started to realize, why does mom's talking bother me? What do you think she talks for? And then I realized, oh, my mom probably just wants to feel significant. I want to feel significant. I love to talk. That's how I express myself. And instead of when my mother kept talking, I started listening to most of it. I started listening and I started working on remembering that this woman, this mother that I love, is significant. And sometimes she has stories I don't really understand. But we all just want to be heard and significant. And all of a sudden, I wasn't bothered anymore. And so my mom's talking never had to change. Tracy Lee's absolute ability to ask for what she wants is not needy, it's wise. And I made up the story that it was needy because I didn't know how to ask for help. And I am learning this thing. And as I have learned this, I am still practicing, but literally this came into my life around 2014. If you need direct help, go straight to Byron Katie, judge your neighbor worksheet. So if you are judging your neighbor, or you are judging your coach in person that you don't like to hear be coach, or you are judging your damn neighbor across the street, or you are judging somebody in your office, or you're judging your lover, whatever it is, I want you to turn that around and inspect. What can you learn from this situation? What are you missing about yourself? What is in the mirror that would help you heal, grow, and learn? And I guarantee you, you will remove 85% of your stress, your misery. You might not, I am still a judgmental person, but my judgment does not cause me to suffer like it used to. My judgment is now the indicator that I have something beautiful to work on and grow. So that's what I have for you today. Let me know if you got something out of it. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you spending time with me. Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend. And take a look in the mirror the next time somebody bugs the shit out of you. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.